In the realm of true crime, every crime scene tells a story. Every story has its truths. These are the stories from inside the crime scene tape that separates fact from fiction.
Most all of his victims were, for whatever reason, brunette, and they were small females that he could easily manhandle. Some of them he would be able to pick them up by the throat, get their feet off the ground where they couldn't fight him.
That's the voice of Parnell McNamara, a Texas lawman from a long line of U.S. Marshals. When I first met McNamara, I felt like I was back in the old West. He was on the trail of the most sadistic serial killer in the history of Texas, and I was right behind his posse, uncovering how the serial killer got out of prison on parole. Hello, I'm Robert Riggs. After 30 years as an investigative reporter and a congressional investigator, I created the True Crime Reporter podcast to look back into notorious cases from my career. For years, my friends in law enforcement urged me to pull out my reporter's notebook and share the backstory from my investigations. So, here we go. The True Crime Reporter Podcast. My law enforcement sources opened up their case files. We sat down together to talk, and you can listen in to our journey into darkness. But before you do, be advised that this podcast is for a mature audience and not for the faint of heart. Some episodes may contain profanity and graphic details of violent crimes. My first series of episodes takes you behind the scenes into how a sexually deranged triple killer, once sentenced to die in the electric chair, walked out of prison on parole. 3 days later, he started killing again.
He was the devil himself. I mean, he was the epitome of a cold-hearted, heartless, evil, dirty son of a bitch.
You should know that there are human sharks out there. They hunt. They circle. They strike when you least expect it. They feel nothing. The serial killer that is the focus of my investigation did all of those things with deadly precision. Listen to my inside story on how a corrupt system released that serial killer and hundreds more violent criminals from Texas early on parole. Who has more blood on their hands? The killers or the officials that set them free to kill? I'll let you be the judge of that. Now, in closing, here's a sample clip of what you can expect to hear on the True Crime Reporter podcast. This from the former U.S. attorney who hunted the serial killer, a.k.a. the Broomstick Killer.
Couple of feet away from him for a pretty good while, and I was speaking with him, and his eyes were dead. His eyes had no spark of life, had no humanity in them. There was something wrong with the guy, and I don't mean psychologically, I mean in his creation.
Please tell your friends who love true crime that they can bypass secondhand tales and get their true crime fix here with authentic stories straight from the source. Tell them that True Crime Reporter is one of the few podcasts where you can hear raw, unfiltered accounts from law enforcement victims and even convicted criminals. And sign up for my free newsletter on the homepage of truecrimereporter.com. It's your gateway to a world of knowledge and awareness in the realm of true crime and your personal safety. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, be prepared, don't get scared. This is Robert Riggs reporting.